Days of the day. It's Sunday. A lazy Sunday in Warsaw. Sun shining, very, very not winter at all. Nearly coached me out to go and spend some time walking around in the parks, but opted to stay at home because my companion, my lovely wifey, is still not back. She'll be back tomorrow. Can't wait to see her again. And it looks like she's having fun with her companions. And then the young one had a few coughs the last few days, and we thought maybe hide him away from the elements for a little bit to recuperate before he heads back to his kindergarten soon. Yet, with the sun shining so brightly today, it made me think about some commentary and some posts and things that are very topical at the moment around the environment. Now, recently, again, and this time on LinkedIn, when I was checking my profile, I came across a post by a white middle-aged executive comparing Greta Thunberg with some other innovation guy, but implying that what she's doing is not really as impactful or should receive less publicity than what this other guy is doing for some reason. I mean, the post is idiotic and completely irrelevant, but I have seen so much of this, and I've seen so much of these posts coming from people that I am friends with and respect, running down or making fun of what Greta is trying to do. And I think she's highlighting a very, very serious problem. And the fact that she is making herself heard and taking a stance, I respect that. I can only hope that my son will do the same when he's ready. And I hope that I'm facilitating and creating a space for him to become that. Then the other thing that angers me is the fact that through lip service, the people that I group into this bucket of Greta naysayers are also the same people who will get on stage and say we need to empower more women. But in reality, this is the action that is really coming across for me, is that, yeah, we will empower more women as long as they are quiet. And that doesn't work for me. I spoke yesterday about, and made some comments about growing up in apartheid South Africa. And the thing that bothers me is that a lot of the people who made the decisions and the previous generation who kind of pushed this through and educated me or whatever, they are gone now. They are not being held accountable for what is the damage they've done. They either retired or living in ignorant bliss somewhere else, some of them not even in South Africa. And I'm happy that people like Greta is holding my generation accountable for what we are doing or have done to the planet. And we still have time. There's still time. We need to fix this damn thing. And keep on doing what you're doing, Greta. I support you. And the fact that you're female, I support you even more. We need more of you around and less of these old, stuffy, clever, in air quotes, executives telling us what to do. And the reason it hits home for me is that I have family at the moment in Australia. I mean, I don't know if people realize how big Australia is, and that country is on fire. I mean, I think it's going to be huge damage to wildlife. But fire, even in South Africa, fire is something that is needed from time to time, but I think this is next level stuff. Also, the reason it hit home for me, especially this year, I have recently joined a group of people who were at school with me, which is kind of a strange thing because I don't really remember a lot of my schoolmates. For some reason, I have a few close mates that I've stayed in touch with, but as they started joining this group, all these names started flooding back. And then a new year, of course, everybody shared well wishes and updates. And there was an update from one of my mates who actually left South Africa a while back to go make a living and establish himself in Victoria in Australia. And he was spending New Year on a beach next to a lagoon with this red haze around him. The photo is amazingly apocalyptic, is the only way I can describe it. They were sitting in front of their car doing like a little selfie with face masks on it. He's got this crazy grin on his face, but the seriousness nonetheless was there. They were actually trapped on the beach. They were all evacuated out of the town to this beach next to a lagoon. And then at some stage, they found themselves actually swimming across the lagoon with all their belongings that they brought with to escape the fire. And that was super touching and amazing, super brave. Much respect to them, and sending much well wishes to the people in Australia at the moment. So, yeah, that is me. We need more Greta Thunberg in this world. I support her, and I'll keep on asking questions. I'll also ask questions about the things that she says, but more Gretas.